so bizarre, so weird. How's everybody doing? We got a lot to talk about today, clearly. So, never a dull day. And for those of us who thought, hey, you know, maybe the Lions will actually win some games this year, I never imagined 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, etc., we'd be sitting here talking about trading TJ Hockenson. Now, I'm not the biggest Hockenson fan, but he's good. He's solid. He's a guy you want on your team. And what I'm going to say is going to confuse many, but work with me. I'm fine if you want to trade this guy, as long as you fire this staff. Because it is clear as day, we are headed with a date with a rookie quarterback. So my plan is simple. Yeah, the Lions traded and traded away a fourth, a third, and a conditional fourth to get a two and a conditional three 2 years from now. So they didn't outright get the picks. That's one thing that really annoys me is when people say they picked up a two and a three. No, they didn't. They essentially pick swapped. That's way different than just getting two picks. Second of all, remember that if and when you let Hockenson walk, you receive a compensatory pick, which in his case, a team would sign him. You wouldn't spend equal amount or greater amount in free agency on a tight end. And you would receive probably the max compensation of a third round selection. Okay? My point has been the following. If you are going to go with a rookie quarterback, I want to insulate that player as much as possible. I would prefer having TJ Hockenson here next year for Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, heaven help us, Will Levis, than I would trading him. But if you're pumped up about it, great. I believe if you're making trade sell-off moves in year two of a rebuild, it's a failed state. You failed. Because you do this in year one. If you wanted to trade Hockenson, you should have done it last year. See, that's what a teardown is. Enrico, bear with me 1 minute, and then you can take the rest of the show. Guys, if Sheila really tore it down, the same offseason you trade Matthew Stafford, you trade TJ Hockenson.
Lions fans.
That's the bottom line. You take it to the sticks. Look what Seattle did. They didn't just get rid of Russell Wilson. They got rid of Bobby Wagner. So I don't buy it. And if the people want to say, well, look, she told us this was a rebuild and it's a teardown build, she can say whatever she wants. I can promise you they had no intention of selling pieces while they were filming Hard Knocks. All their bravado, shaking their ass for the camera, all the machismo. They never had this as a part of their plan, which tells you the year's been a train wreck, which tells you there's heat on Dan Campbell. So my only ask, if you're going to call in and tell me how much you like it, is that you fire Dan Campbell. Fire this guy and bring in the rookie with the coach who drafted him. That's my only ask. Everything else I'm willing to have a conversation on. But there is no way in H-E-double-L hell I want Dan Campbell in year three on the hot seat and running the risk of getting Steve Nashed. Rico Beard.
See, yeah, you hit upon the biggest thing that I'm worried about. I like the fact that they got rid of Hockenson, Mike, because you didn't want to pay him the tight end money. He's not Kelce. He's not Kittle, but he somehow thinks that he is. And he was going to ask for a ton of money. He was never going to get it. You got picks for him. That's great. Sheila did say, you know, we're tearing this thing down to the studs. You're right. This should have been done a year earlier. I maybe it's kicking in that this team is a lot worse than what they really thought that it was. Because I think during Hard Knocks, everybody in that room thought that they had a team that could compete not only for the NFC North, but could compete in the NFC. And you're sitting here with one win, and it's not looking good for your next win. So you're going to get active. You're going to move. You're going to try to get the draft capital. My only problem is this. What does this say about Campbell? Because I think it's the opposite, Mike. I think they're hitting the reset button on Campbell and saying you're now at 0-0. Forget about what you've done because we are going to take away all toys from you, especially if the rumored somebody in the secondary is gone. You lose some more pieces.
Oh, please.
You can't have this guy going into the draft with all of this draft capital and turn around and fire this man next Thanksgiving. You've done this before, Lions
fans.
That's
why you fire him right now.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Either you fire him or he's going to be here. And the way Lions history has taught me anything, he ain't going anywhere, Mike. He's going to be here. You didn't learn your lesson, and you're going to end up taking a bunch of players and trying to go that Seattle route and hoping that now your young players can jump in there and jumpstart this team.
Here's the cautionary tale. It's the Chicago Bears. Rewind 2 years ago. They had Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. Hot water. Everyone knew it. They traded up in the draft to take Justin Fields. A year later, both Pace and Nagy were fired. You bring in Eberflus and Numbnuts McGee. The GM escapes me. I apologize. Ryan Poles, I believe.
Numbnuts McGee.
The point is, the conversation has been how much they don't want Justin Fields, how you have a defensive coach with Justin Fields. Guys, this is the only give back. I'm not even here to tell you not to believe in what they're doing, even though I am now officially out. Because the rebuild of the rebuild of the rebuild, sorry, we're done. No, I don't think it's a great idea to trade Jeff Okuda. Okay, those words just left my mouth. It's not a great idea. It's not.
Why not?
Because he's still on a rookie deal. He's still your best corner. And he's still a guy who next year can help me win. I don't want a fourth-round pick for Jeff Okuda. I want Jeff Okuda. I don't want pick swaps for Hockenson. I want the player. When you begin tearing down a bad team already, you're telling your customers, we could be here for years.
Yeah, I think what you said with the pick swap really needs to sink in. You're not getting extra picks, people. You're just moving. You still have the same amount of picks.
Right, which is way different than if they had traded Hock and grabbed a 2 and a 4 plus their own capital. You might begin to get me more towards the middle. But Rico, you understand the point I'm making. If they draft Bryce Young, are you a better team, and is Bryce Young better off having Hockenson or not?
No, he's better off with Hockenson. That's
a no-brainer.
Yeah.
No-brainer. So what are we doing? Are you telling your fan base now, don't even bother until 24?
Yeah. I think that you are, because when she came out there, Mike, and didn't say this is not just a rebuild, it's a teardown, it was a shot to Detroiters to let you know, I'm not going to do what the Tigers did and keep telling you rebuild for 7 years. This thing's a lot worse. This is that abandoned building next to Little Caesars that's now dirt. There's nothing there. There's no foundation. It starts from zero. And I think that's where she's going. My only question is, does this mean your coaching staff gets to start from zero as well? Because if you allow Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes to go in there and make the picks and do all of this stuff, you cannot let them go next year. You can't.
People, I want to hear from you on it. All angles of it. The trade of Hockenson on surface, the compensation, what it means for the direction of the franchise, and where you're at with what Rico and I are saying. Because for me, look, think about this situation, guys. You're going to take one of your three best offensive players and trade him, and you're going to take one of your three best Okuda could be gone this afternoon. One of your three best defensive players. For a coach who's sitting at 4-19-1, I will give him, out of ether, three more wins this year. I'm just going to give them to him because I'm generous. That means you're 4-13. That means in two seasons, your coach is 7-26-1. And you're going to hit him with a rookie QB, which means you're going to lose double-digit games again, which means he ain't going to be here. So let's get to stepping. If this trade means end of year, we're blowing these guys out, fine. Fine. But if you keep him around with a rookie QB, I got nothing for you. Because I'm still yet to see what Dan Campbell's good for. What Dan Campbell brings to the table. What Dan Campbell has done to make him any different than any other coach. This guy has a lower win percentage than Matt Patricia. This guy's got a lower win percentage than Marty Morningwig.
Yeah.
What are we doing? 248-539-9797. So that's where I want to begin today, Rico. I mean, I just... Is my ask of the people unfair to say that if you want me to go along with this, I need Campbell out at the end of the year? Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong because I think you're now seeing that coaches used to get 4 years, then it moved to 3 years, and now... Yeah, if you finish up after 2 years with single-digit wins and you're talking about tearing it all down, I'm with you. Either he has to go or you have to be committed to this man because you cannot walk into a draft with this much draft capital with a lame duck coach.
I totally agree. Anything you draft here, brother, has got to be – there's got to be a symbiotic relationship between front office, coaching staff, player group. The last thing you want to do is take a collection of young players. It's the equivalent of what Campbell walked into from Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
See, Rico, my thing, and I know we're up against it. When you walked in the door and traded the face of your franchise, that was the teardown. That was the teardown. A year and a half later, it's unacceptable to do it again. It just is. So I'll actually become more upset if there's more Lions trades this afternoon. And it's very possible.
Yeah, I think she meant it. Tear down. Yeah, I expect more. And they're going to go in there and say, look how many extra draft picks that we have and for the future. But it's who's making those picks that worries me.
Yep. And again, guys, if you're going to say, but Mike, you didn't want to pay Hockenson, you're right. I do what good organizations do. I let players I don't want walk. I take the compensatory selections, and I conduct my business. 248-539-9797. Get to the people. Lot to do. NFL trade deadline less than 2 hours to go.